Welcome back to Weird Web. Last episode, a whole lot happened. Karen has finally realized they literally are the fate of past. Nora went and talked with their mother, Morgana, as well as their group has realized they have the Promethean Flame. So we will open on Nora coming out of the necklace, like the trance where she communicated with her mother. What do you want to do?
Okay. I want to start looking for where that secondary... I know where the second one is, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, then, yeah, I'm going to message Wednesday, if I can. Try to get past, like, whatever wards there are.
Wednesday can't communicate to others, but no one ever said Wednesday's phone can't get messages.
So... Wednesday does not have her phone, though.
I was going to use, like, a spell.
Oh, to, like... okay. Yeah, roll plus weird.
That is a... I rolled a 6 plus 3 is 9.
Do you want to take one harm? Do you want short duration and weakened are the same for this? Do you want to draw unwelcome attention or do you want there to be a side effect?
I'll take the harm.
You take one harm. What is the message you want to send Wednesday?
Wednesday, we really need you. I've got a way to help you do what you know to do best, but we can't do it without you. Trust me, you'll like what I have planned. I know how much you hate the gods.
What was Wednesday in the middle of doing?
Remind me exactly where I am. I went with Hades, right?
The last we saw you, you went with Hades. That was like, why is Zeus still alive? Need to figure out a way to kill him. That's all we've seen of Wednesday.
Okay. I think she has been chilling in hell. Like just hanging out. Like, not casually hanging out with Hades, but just, like, bothering Hades a lot. Have we ever talked about Persephone on this show? Can I be your best friend?
A little bit. You have not seen Persephone.
Okay.
Have you talked to Hades about Persephone?
I think at this point, she's going to bring it up. I think that because there's the favor that she can't kill Hades, I think she's just really trying to annoy him.
But yeah, so what's your charm check to bring this up to Hades?
9.
Okay. What is it you say to Hades? Like, how do you bring this up?
I think she's just going to be like, so, you know a lot about, like, my love life and stuff. What's going on with you? I hear you're married?
That's complicated.
Is it? Mine is complicated too. So, like, if anyone's going to understand, if you want to, like, shoot the shit.
I learned a long time ago, you can't force someone to love you.
Yeah.
And no matter how much you do to help them, you need to realize if you're helping them be who they are, they're still going to be who they want to be. Changing people is never the answer. Sometimes they change more than you would expect.
Like they completely lose their ambition. Yeah, I get that.
Well, when you end up in a deal where half of the time they have to be here, even once things stop working out, resentment can really build for a while.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, I never thought about that. But you didn't either. I'm sorry. That was dark.
I tried to give her both. Let her have her freedom and make her give us a chance, but making her meant there was no chance. She's still here most of the time.
That's cool. Like now, or is it like an off season?
Yes. The thing is, she has to be in Hades, but not necessarily with me.
Yeah, so she's just like hanging out down here?
The last time I saw her, she thought it would be fun to imprison me so I knew how it felt.
Dude, listen, I'm going to be real with you right now. I don't like you. And I feel like you don't, you know, like we're not friends. You know what I mean? But we're acquaintances.
Okay.
And yeah, I want to say that she sounds like a badass. And I know that this is like a, like, this is like really deep for you. I just want you to know that as a woman, I have to support her, and I do support her. And, you know, but I'm sure you're great too.
It's fine.
Dude, why are you getting, okay, now this is weird. Cause you're like genuinely sad. And that's like, not like, that's not, you're not, that's not Hades. Like, you're not supposed to, you're supposed to be like, Hades, you know?
This isn't a movie. I'm not James Woods.
Oh, God. I know you weren't. I wish you were. Things would be a lot easier if you were.
But it's fine. She took on a few other names. And she's still here most of the time.
Oh, interesting. Like you want to drop any of those? I'm not going to kill her. Let me just be clear. I'm not going to kill her. I support her.
Your friends might feel differently. They...
Really?
Well, as I said, the last time I saw her, she imprisoned me, and they may have been part of the ones who freed me.
Mm-hmm.
You were there, too.
Was I? Yeah. So. Okay. Yeah. Cool. I'm not going to lie. That's extremely hot.
I felt as if it was justified.
Oh, I just meant the whole aspect of, like, you know, I never thought that this would be the most awkward conversation in hell.
No, like, it's not. Really, it's just the most awkward for you.
Yeah, probably. What is the most awkward conversation? Because, like, you, like, deal with, like, a lot of, like weird shit, right? Because everyone who dies comes down here. Who's been, like, the weirdest guy you've ever talked to down here? Because you know it's a guy.
Oh, yes. Evangelicals finding out that they had the right religion and then... changed courses tends to be
yeah. Oh, that's good. Oh, man.
Especially when you tell them there's no eternal paradise because they're not a hero, they understandably are upset. But it's much more awkward when they're also not when they're just as upset finding out that there's not punishment either. It's just,
I mean, there's kind of punishment, but...
just being left with yourself.
I don't know. I feel like...
that's a really big punishment, really, honestly.
Anyways, we don't need to worry about my past relationships. I don't care to dwell on it anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You know, I'm kind of in the same boat. I just thought, you know, we were sitting here in silence, and I just thought bringing something up would be
you get a message. I also assume everyone now has figured out who Persephone is, except Nikki.
I messaged Nikki.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm obsessed with you.
Look, I don't know mythology.
I know.
This wasn't mythology. So this was referencing our own show.
I know. I don't remember shit. You know how bad my memory is.
Just wait till we play demigods.
I'm like, there was a person there. I remember that. Who was the person again? It says, I'll be told later. It doesn't matter. I don't know what half the show's happening anyway.
The same mythological character is in the underworld during the winter and can only come out during spring, residing in something that can only exist during spring and it would tracks, be sealed man. Off in the winter.
Yeah, it tracks.
Ash is mad because it's one thing that isn't in her show, and you're like, it should be.
That's very true. Well, I am not. There are no gods in my show, so just the one Catholic god. I'm kidding. Half of the cast is Jewish. They'd hate me for saying that.
Yes, but if you didn't turn that character into just a retelling of Persephone, I would not be surprised. I would be surprised.
I mean, yeah, It's very good, Bobby. It's very, very good.
You get this message from Nora.
Okay. You're not a fan of, like, the other gods, right? I just need to be clear. Like,
no.
You're not, like, right? Yeah, like, they, like, suck.
The only reason I want to be the last god alive is so that I can make sure things are in their place before I, too, die.
That sounds awesome. So hypothetically, if, like, maybe, would you know anything about, like, this dumbass curse that Titania put on me, and would you like know how to get rid of it, maybe?
I am not allowed to say specifics about that.
You cannot.
But some people in our circles had rumored about ways to, I'm going to use their phrasing, do not be mad at me, but neuter you, mainly by removing you from your friends.
Oh, and how'd that work out for them?
The show is still going on.
I know it is. It
would not have if it didn't. But, again, our agreement, we handle things in a way that doesn't end everything. There is a universal truth to ending curses. Mm-hmm. I feel you would know this.
Yeah, I mean, sure, but like, hypothetically, if I didn't.
Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, fuck off! Are you kidding me right now?
There's many ways to end specific curses, but there is a universal peace that is infallible, even by the gods.
That's, okay, this is disgusting. This is truly disgusting. I can't believe you're saying this to me now, like, literally right when I've, like, started to, like, feel myself, like, as, like, you know, like me, and, like, gotten over my whole past relationship.
Only if it was true love.
Thanks, Katie. God damn it. God damn, this sucks, man. Oh, God, wait. Hold on, wait. So if, is it true love in the sense of like this time, or is it like soul? Is it like a soul thing?
It's,
or is
a, it like... cosmic pairing. It is the matter and antimatter of mythology.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. I'm just worried that I might have to kiss Karen now. Well, she has all of his ambition, right? And that's like,
if it was when she was holding all his love for you, maybe.
Right? Okay, yeah. He had to have ambition to love me, right? So, like, that's an aspect of it.
If you're asking how to make him whole again, that is a separate question entirely, mm-hmm. Wednesday.
Well, I just don't see how this is going to work if he's not whole again.
That is for you to decide.
Ooh, this sucks, man. Can it be like a Penelope thing where I just really love myself?
There are a few that when the time truly comes, you find out there is no one else for you. It is a tough truth to face. But Wednesday, when was the moment you realized Merle and you were meant to be? Did it happen to break any magical curse on him as we cut to Merle touching Wednesday and him going backwards in time and her going forwards, and only for Wednesday does it cancel out and all time freezes. The entire linchpin of your relationship for over a year of this show.
But it wasn't permanent. Like, it didn't break the curse. It just, like, stopped it.
He wasn't whole.
So he... Do you know how many scattered pieces of my husband are just, like, out there? Do you know how hard that would be to put him completely together? Or is it like, okay, what if I do like a Master of the Sun situation? You've never seen that, right? It's a Korean drama. So basically, it was about a girl who could see ghosts, and like she was like haunted by the ghosts, but like whenever she touched this one guy, she like couldn't see the ghosts anymore, and she was like finally calm. So like, are you telling me if I had like part of Merle that I could touch, like while I was touching him, that curse would be lifted?
If it's a living, breathing portion of him, potentially.
Interesting, because that would be a perfect scenario, because I would love to turn this power on and off.
That's how you feel.
This is so complicated, and I'm so tired.
Yes, there's a reason.
How long is this place going to be open?
Hades.
Like, you know, yeah, how long is it going to be open?
As long as there are vessels that die.
Okay. I'm just trying to decide if, like, maybe I should, like, start like apartment hunting down here, because like I'm so tired, you know what I mean?
If Loki completes their side of things, you won't have much to worry about.
Right. It's fine. I'll just break my husband out of another prison again.
What prison?
I don't know where he He's scattered. Different dimensions. You're all hard.
Your husband is no longer in the White Council's halls.
Right.
You got him out of there.
Yeah. No, but he's in like a different dimension, right? He's like Todd in a dimensional prison.
Todd took him. You have no idea where.
That's right. Yeah, but I thought he was... Okay. Oh, fuck!
Because Todd would like paid for him.
Okay, so that's right. Okay. Sorry. He's just been in so many prisons that I just cannot keep track.
Yes. Tricksters tend to have that sort of fate.
So there's the part that Todd has. There's the part that's in Karen's head. And then there's Loki. But no, they're separated now, right? That they're completely different, or are they still...
It is interesting. What was done, your Merle, no longer has his curse, correct?
Right.
I know many things, but not everything, Wednesday. But there are some who might.
Mm-hmm. And I haven't killed them yet?
No, they're not exactly a god. They're a hero, like you. A piece of the story, or some stories.
Okay, are you going to speak in riddles? Are you going to tell me who it is?
I knew her. I presume it's still a her, but you are no longer a him. So it has been a long time since I've spoken to Pythia.
Okay. Do you have any information on where she might be or how long we get in contact with her?
I am recently back in charge here. Her last reincarnation was during the time of the Redfields.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not privy to that information, and I have yet to find such records. I can see if they are kept somewhere, but you have friends who seem to be very good at finding individuals.
Yeah, it would be great. But the issue is I can't contact them.
No.
I can't tell them who to look for.
But you can get to them.
Ugh.
And there are others who do see you that you may wish to contact if you're looking to break your curse. We've already discussed that, though.
Honestly, I was just looking for the easiest option, and none of these options are easy, so...
The easiest option, I can tell you, would be to make a deal with Todd. Todd has your husband, and Todd can also find people. And Todd is a trickster. Todd can see you. Curses do not phase many tricksters. But I also do not know where Todd is. Todd and someone else went off my radar several hours ago. I do know the last time they were paired up, it was Gamora. I would check Las Vegas.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay, well...
No, that is exactly who he's with.
Okay. I think Yeezy will give me some levity in this situation. Okay. So it's chill. I could just go to Vegas now. Do you have like a direct, like, I'm sure there's so many openings to Vegas, but like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, right? Tucson, far more portals.
Really?
Have you ever lived in Arizona?
No, I haven't. Thank God. But
yes, there are ways. Every major metropolitan city has at least a handful of doors. I'm coming to find that the DMV is a fairly ubiquitous one.
That tracks. Can you get me in just like directly into that wedding chapel with the Elvis impersonator?
There's a particular one where lives are thrown away, yes.
Yeah, that one. Can I get in that one? Because I feel like that's like right in the middle of a lot of things.
All right. And with that, we are going to cut back now to Irene and Karen, as we are in a three-tier story right now.
cool. So I put two and two together. I came back yelling that I hate him, and Irene was making tea, right? Yep. Cool.
Yep.
So, how are you feeling?
Annoyed.
Okay, yeah.
Have you ever you haven't, but never separate your ambition from the rest of you, because ambition is obnoxious and it's not controlled by the rest of your feelings.
Well, I never I mean, I never planned personally to like separate my ambition into a separate being, but
that's good. Don't do it.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on it. Oh, I guess I won't now.
Evidently, I'm fucking. I should have known that. Why did I not know that? Why? I hate when he's fucking right.
Did you separate your ambition? Is that what you're saying?
No. It's a long story, and it's probably going to have you say, what the hell is your life again? For like the 15th
time. Yeah, I believe that.
I am Merlin, technically, but Merlin's magic wasn't inside of me anymore, so I needed Merlin's magic, so Merlin gave me his ambition.
Why would he do that? Why would he not give you something like smaller? Ambition seems really important, right?
It's real annoying, that's what it is.
Like, he could have just given you like one of his weird kinks.
Why would I want that in my head?
I don't know. I just feel like he has a lot of weird ones. I've done a lot of research on the guy. And
basically, I need his power to be Merlin, but like, I don't know if I can still be in charge. Like, I guess it doesn't matter if I'm in charge of the White Council anymore. They don't exist, really. So why do I need to be Merlin? Why do I need his power? I have my own powers.
Yeah.
Get him out of my head.
That's good. Think like that. That's powerful of you to think like that.
This is the weirdest version of I don't need no man I've ever heard.
Yeah.
I mean, the entire White Council shut down anyway, so his powers are useless right now. So if I redid that with my own powers.
But there's a power, there's a lack of power in, you know, I know that you're technically in charge of it, but like, we could just take over that whole thing.
It's not really much to take over, honestly.
I'm just saying, like, if this is like I don't know what the White Council is, but it's like
it's
like
a magic. It's a group of powerful wizards who control the rules of magic. They're basically wizard cops.
Okay, well, there's no one there anymore, so you can be the one. Okay, you can be the one wizard. Don't be a cop, but you you can be the one wizard who makes all the rules, and then you don't have to like you can just solve it all right now.
Technically, the White Council's could be disbanded. I could just start over.
There is a power vacuum. Fucking get in there. I really don't. I don't know how your politics works. I don't know if it works like.
I don't either. Honestly, okay. I was just kind of pushed into the position, and then had somebody else take notes for me, which is how I passed high school.
All right. Yeah.
It worked in high school. It was working so far.
You know, I'm not gonna fault you for that.
Cool. Awesome. Great.
I just don't know what's going on, and I'm really just trying anything at this point.
A lot's going on. The world might be ending, you know. But like, we can change it possibly, but it might like scatter us all, start a new story.
Where?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
We need to get my sister back here. We need to get my wife back. Can't do anything without my wife either way.
All right. I mean, that's kind of lovely, but
well,
I assume you mean it literally.
Literally, we can't because
Yeah.
All three fates need to be combined.
Okay, yeah. Sure. I'm just going to go with the flow.
I told you it's a lot.
Yeah. So if you ever say anything that I don't really understand, and I don't think I need to understand it, I'm just going to agree. I'm just going to nod my head.
It's fair.
And
you know how much I do that? A lot.
Yeah.
A whole bunch.
Yeah, I've never done this. I've never been someone who doesn't know what's going on, right? Like, as a, my job is literally to know what's going on. So this is like kind of fucking with me. There's not really any research I can do that'll get me to know.
I mean, there's
shit.
Mythology 101 could get you to know some of it.
Right. Well, I mean, I know mythology. I'm just saying, like, how am I supposed to know, like, what's real and what isn't, you know?
Just assume it's real.
Great. Sure. Sure. Great. Yeah, I'll do that. I'll just
like,
do that.
Name a thing.
Anything?
I don't know. Name something you think isn't real.
Santa Claus.
I don't actually know if Santa Claus is real. I'm sure it's a god somewhere. The Rock is Hercules, by the way.
Like, the Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
That one doesn't fuck with me that much. That one I get.
He's really nice, though.
That one I understand. That one actually makes me feel a lot better about this whole thing, because that makes sense.
Yeah. He's really nice. Nice guy.
Yeah, he seems like
Except it. When he needs to, like, punch you in the face, do something and protect you. Protect
Have you been punched by the rock?
No, not yet. I'm sure it'll happen one day.
Yeah, one day.
I piss off a lot of gods.
I'm not saying this in a weird way, but like, I'm single. Is the rock single? We don't know.
I didn't ask. I'm a lesbian, so I didn't think about asking.
You know what? That's so fair. That's valid.
I was also married. Was I married at that time? No, I got married after. I wasn't married yet, but I was dating someone. We got married after, technically.
Right, yeah.
Before getting on a plane, because the last time we got on a plane, we almost died, so we didn't want to get on a plane.
All right.
Then the plane crashed again. Planes are dangerous.
Okay, well, remind me never to get on a plane with you in my life.
Probably best for the best, honestly.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, good.
Homeland Security got involved. It was a mess.
Yeah, but yeah. That I remember. I mean, I researched that part.
Oh, you did?
I know a lot. I know a lot about you personally. Or I guess I know a lot about what you told the non-magical world. Do you have a name for that? Is it like, do you have one of those like
mundanes?
Yeah, like mundane, like yeah. Is that what you're calling them?
No, I just say people.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry, we're not a society that tries to other the everyday people. That seems very classist and fucked up that someone would do that.
That's the thing. Is it like a fantasy book series where like the other group is like referred to with a weird name, probably starts with an M,
like Muggles.
Yeah, or like mundanes is one from the book. There's probably like,
I mean, I don't know if other wizards do that, but I just say people.
All right.
I mean,
yeah.
To be fair, I'm still newish to the whole wizard thing. I was a demon for a bit.
What you say? I know I said, but I was just gonna say like nod along, but you can't.
But it's so funny to watch your reaction.
You don't understand how hard I am trying to deal. To just like accept everything that's going on. But at this point, it's not just like, oh, I wake up and there's a new universal truth. At this point, it's every like 30 seconds I get something new and it changes everything that I just learned 30 seconds ago.
It doesn't change, just adds on to it.
I know, but it does, because my brain, you tell me one thing, my brain makes like a conclusion to that one thing. And I think about the universe like that, where I'm like, all right, if that's real, got it. I got the rest of the universe. And then you add something fucking else. And I'm like, all right, well, now everything's changed. And then everything keeps changing. And then I forget about the things that you told me like 2 hours ago, right? And then I do remember, oh, right, yeah, Karen used to be a demon. Do you know how insane that is? I fucking doubt you. You're so desensitized to this whole thing that you don't understand how crazy this whole situation is constantly. Okay? Like, I'm...
Look, it's been a wild couple of years.
Imagine everything that happened over the last couple of years, right? Imagine learning all about it in about 3 days, right? My brain is fucked. I can never like go back to my old job. I can't ever do anything again, because I'll be thinking about this person, Karen, I spent time with, who used to be a demon and is now a Merlin. Like, not a Merlin, the Merlin, who then took over from the past Merlin.
And evidently I could become a god too, so that's cool.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Yeah. You know, that's fine too. Yeah, just go become a god. And
I mean, I don't want to.
Yeah, who wouldn't? Who,
I
who
say
would
very
want
hesitant.
Who would? I'm just.
Have you ever actually moment. Seen a character reach the point of no return in real time?
The only way I'll become a god is if we kill Loki.
Well, isn't that what we're doing? Don't we have to kill Loki?
I mean, hopefully. But like, we thought we killed him before, so I get Merle out of my head. Anyway, where Nora is, text Nora. When are you coming home? I'm breaking our new friend by telling her the truth of my life.
I'm going to throw up.
I mean, at least you didn't explain to her what a demon actually is, because you probably don't remember.
I feel insulted.
I mean, it's a deep cut piece of lore now. That's like 100 plus episodes ago.
Sold my soul.
No, that's not what classifies a demon. But yeah, so Nora, you get a text.
I message back on my way. hopefully, as was what I say under my breath.
Text back, do you want me to come get you?
Question. What I know, is the Promethean thing safe in the sanctum?
In the sanctum, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to put it in the sanctum and go.
As are you just like, well, you can't teleport out of the sanctum, because the sanctum can't be teleported in or out of. So as you leave the sanctum, you're getting ready to go. You hear a crashing sound in a further back room of the mansion.
I'm going to go check it out.
There is a window that's open, smeared with some blood, and several knocked over things. When crawling out of it is a badly beaten Ezra.
Fuck off.
Can I tell anything odd or off?
What are you trying to tell?
This seems weird. Why would Ezra knowingly come back to Morgana's house?
Why would Ezra knowingly come back to the powerful sorceress he regularly fucks?
Okay.
Why would the potential beaten fugitive go to his girlfriend's house?
What? I will go.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
And I have securely put it in the sanctum. I'm going to be very clear. It is not on my person.
Yeah, it's the fleece in the sanctum too?
I believe that Karen has it. That's why I was double checking about something. Okay.
We got a lot of important stuff, but Excalibur is in the sanctum.
Excalibur is in the sanctum.
The fleece is in the pocket dimension. Hopefully. In a backpack. I check on it every once in a while.
Karen just reaches in her pocket and pulls out an entire Jan Sport.
Yeah.
I just kind of go, are you all right? What the hell happened?
I've been better. You know all the training we had about withstanding torture?
Oh my god.
Yeah, gods have worse stuff.
I'm so sorry.
Fine. I stopped my heart for a while. Let them think I was dead.
I'd like to use one of my abilities. I want to use Lay on Hands.
Okay.
I touch a creature. I can heal them of injury and disease. 10 plus I heal 2 harm or an illness plus they are stabilized. 7 to 9, I can heal the person's harm the same as a 10, but I take it the injury instead.
You can definitely make contact. His shirt's ripped and he has like a big old patch of exposed chest.
Yep. Okay. I rolled a 6 and a 2, which is an 8 plus 1 is a 9. So I take 2 harm, but he heals 2 and is stabilized. Wait. Do I feel anything when this magic goes fucking off?
Roll plus sharp.
Okay. You're going to make me fail this. I fucking know it.
I'm not making the dice do anything.
Well, it's fine, Bobby, because I failed it. I rolled a 6. Rolled a fucking 6.
You're not thinking about that kind of stuff the second you make contact with his chest.
Wow, is he more muscular now? Like, I think he's more muscular than he was before.
But, yeah, you feel a sudden, like, stabbing in your ribs and a twisting feeling as you take 2 of his harm. You didn't wait. And he stops and you look, Nora?
Yeah.
Nobody else is here.
No.
And he just kind of collapses into your chest, man crying, for lack of a better term, as he just says, it's been so long.
I think it's just called crying.
No, because it's less wet, but very sobby.
I'm just gonna, can I shoot a message to Karen?
Are you texting or casting?
Casting.
Both are options. Just, yeah, if you're casting, you have to roll.
So I'm taking care of Ezra, but I'm also like, I can't leave right now.
Yeah. So man crying is what murders.
I can't roll today. What the fuck? I rolled a 3, a natural 3 plus 3 is 6.
All right, what was your message?
Can't leave yet. Busy.
Assume I don't get that message.
You do not. It's fine. After a little bit, maybe a little longer than you expect, Nora shows up.
I'm suddenly suspicious meta-wise.
Why?
Because Nikki's suspicious of everything that you do. What took you so long?
Okay, so teleportation is your thing. I firmly figured out that I'm shit at teleportation. So
Is Ezra
don't leave that up to you
with her?
No.
Oh, right. Okay. Sure, I guess. We need to get another necklace.
Right.
Since Yezu will be here soon, I think.
Okay.
I don't know how many hours it's been.
So where do we find what we need?
I think I need a garnet.
A garnet, okay.
From Hades, I think.
Can we do that in the allotted time?
I mean, I technically don't need it before the necklace is taken. I do need it before we do anything else.
Well, I got what I needed set up.
That's good. Where did you, we're gonna need that rune thingy.
Well, I mean, Morgana's place, obviously.
There.
I told you where I was going.
I know. A lot's happened. I got in an argument with Merle.
He's such an ass.
Really is. Evidently I'm past, by the way. Like, I knew Baz was in me, but evidently I'm past.
Oh.
And he was making fun of me because of that. And he's just like, oh, you want to talk to Past? I know where they are, and handed me a mirror. And I wanted to punch him really bad. So I want to get him out of my head.
I think that's, I guess.
Maybe I should just put him in the necklace with Morgana. They would hate that.
Can it take two things at once, though?
That's what she said. I don't know. Sorry, that's what she said. It was me.
Give me a sharp check, Karen.
I don't know. That's a 6.
Okay.
I'm too discombobulated right now. Look, fuck if I know. I don't really care, but I think it'd be hilarious, though, if Morgana and Merle nemesises were in the same necklace forever.
End up fucking.
I don't really want to think about my mom fucking people.
Well, that's what they did.
That's what I thought, too.
So, next move. What are we trying to do?
I don't know. Are you writing the story?
I guess we should get writing.
Not a very good writer.
Well, I know.
We could get, who's a good author? Maybe Brandon Sanderson?
I guess we could do that.
I could just charm him and convince him to write.
I was the editor at First Bead, remember?
Yes, but that's editing videos.
And who do you think wrote some of them?
Well, yeah, but like Brandon Sanderson wrote Mistborn and it was really good.
Would you like to live in the world of Mistborn?
No, like, I don't. But
so why would we have Brandon Sanderson?
We'll tell him to tone it down.
Is Irene doing anything with all this?
I think she's just watching it, she's trying to like nod her head along with everything like she said she would do.
Or Jim Butcher, also a great writer.
No.
Okay.
Then she...
Oh, right. He does the White Council really weird.
Are you looking for a writer or an actor?
A writer. Because if I can convince...
Look, we know best what we want to happen.
You're also literally assuming it's like you write a book and then turn it in for a new universe.
You know what? It could be. You don't know.
Well, you guys don't really need a writer.
I was told I have to write something.
No, you don't need that. You just do what is already done. You just do a sample.
But then I'm going to have my mum stuck in my head again.
No, you just make sure you Joseph Campbell it. You hear all the thousand faiths, you're the hero's journey. That's how every story goes.
What?
If you just follow those 12 steps, that's all you got to do. You know?
What?
Like,
the big I failed circle. English. I don't know what you're talking about.
This would be the part where Irene would pull out a whiteboard.
What the fuck did you get a whiteboard?
I mean, like, I imagine it's one of the ones on wheels in, like, a classroom, but it's fine. She'll just like whip out a piece of paper and then like draw the basic hero's journeys. Be like, you just do the classic hero's journey. You don't need to write it. You just do that. That's what you're supposed to do. That's what all stories are. You know? Have you guys not heard about this?
Failed English in high school.
All right. Well,
it's like this whole season's been about tropes and archetypes and how nothing's.
Right. So like it's the hero's journey, right?
Okay.
So like. Basically, it's like Joseph Campbell said that, like, all stories from all cultures, no matter, like, if they have had contact with each other, they all have the same basic outline. Like, every story ever. Like, you can compare, like, any mythological story to Lord of the Rings, and they all have the same basic, like, 12 steps that you have to go through, right? So if you just follow those 12 steps, you've done it. So, first of all, call to adventure, right? So that's step one. You gotta get a call. It's basically like, you know, you change, something has to change, like the monotony of everyday life gets interrupted, right?
You go to investigate a haunted house where there's a door that knocks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, so and then
something to get everyone together for, and then
right, and then you get, and then you get the supernatural aid.
Okay.
Like a mysterious billionaire who goes back in time shows up.
I feel like we got that right. We got the or like supernatural mentor.
I mean, that's fine and good, but it's been done before.
Well, that's the thing. It's always done. That's what a story is. Like, that's what it is. That's what stories, if you want to write a story, no matter what you write, it's always like, it's always going to follow that, right?
Well, I mean, look, we have options.
Whatever you write, it's eventually going to go back to that. That's like, can you name a story that's been written that is that doesn't follow that?
What the point is, we have a chance to write something new.
Sorry, what did she say?
Like a night moon.
You know what? You got me there. You got me.
All I'm saying is we have the opportunity of a lifetime to write exactly what we want.
Yeah. Okay.
The only problem is when we write exactly what we want is our story starts over because fates have to merge again.
That sucks.
You mean step 6, death and rebirth?
No, it would be step 12 of this story.
Oh, step 12. So
to start step 1 of the next story.
You mean the return to the beginning. That's how it goes.
Yeah, you're missing. The wedding was death and rebirth.
So
are you just now realizing this, Ash?
No, of course I'm not. I'm just saying this is just...
That seems like a load of garbage, if you ask me.
Right.
I can't like... save my wife and go live happily ever after in a cottage on a somewhere in the forest.
That's what the return is. Yeah. Right? Well, that's the gift of the goddess.
Just now, not next lifetime, like now.
No, that's death and rebirth doesn't have to be actual death and rebirth.
I feel like none of these solutions are actual solutions that we have right now.
There is a solution.
What if he was right?
Honestly, I'm just tempted to be a god so I could save Rosemary.
Loki did tell you that was an option.
You guys...
Almost like my villain's a pretty smart guy.
I'm not agreeing with Loki. I'm agreeing with myself. Loki can fuck off. Came up with this idea on my own.
What point in the hero's journey are we?
Who says all of you are at the same point?
I just mean like it's story-wise. Why am I still speaking in an accent? I mean story-wise.
Yeah. Yeah. Different people are having different stories right now.
Okay, yeah, that's...
Especially Irene, who came in this season. Irene's in a very different point in the story. Irene literally just hit point of no return. Irene's very early in her arc.
Yeah, she did. Ugh.
But the thing is it Irene's story? What is the story that we're actually following?
Who is the hero that we have to follow? I think we're already in a refusal to return, right? I think that we're at the very end. We're like step 11.
Yes, I mean... Like what? We all hold hands, kumbaya, like what else?
We'll be honest, Joseph Campbell is dead and I can't ask him the specifics.
Because like, look, okay, we do all of this. Great, fine, good. Karen never gets to have the life she always wanted. I never get to have a life. And everyone loses.
I mean, not everyone can win, right?
No, not everyone, but it seems like we are the losing party here. We could be the winning party. Look, I've always felt used by everything and everyone. I don't want to play the game anymore.
All right. Sorry.
I mean, if you can figure out a way to completely circumvent the concept of all stories, I'm in.
Yeah, there is a way. It was offered.
I think Nora's talking about ending the story.
Yeah. It's fine.
Don't want the story to end.
But what if at the end something good and new happens? Like there's a book 2. There could be a book 2.
But that would just be the circle, right? If we start at the call to adventure and then we end at, back to a monotony, book 2 would just be another call to adventure. Don't we want to stop the calls to adventure?
I mean, kinda. That's why I don't know. I saw all of the photo albums and
I realize how all of the people that said they were in control and knew what they were doing screwed us. That to keep it going, keep the system going, why should we implicitly trust them?
I didn't know anything about anything.
We've tried doing what we're supposed to constantly. Where has that gotten us?
Well, be honest, I don't think that I've hit the revelation stage yet. So as soon as you come up with that, let me know.
Might be time to try anything new.
Yeah, let me know when you come up with something new.
Yeah, as much as I hate to admit it, he might have a point.
Karen poured herself a glass of whiskey.
The truth is, sounds like we're fucked either way. Why not fuck the other people that fuck us?
I mean, like step 10 is you get a gift, so I don't know what you want.
Well, if you burn it down, certainly the gods can't do it again. Can't meddle with people.
Look, I'm going to keep researching whatever the fuck you guys need researching. I'm going to help with whatever you need doing to fucking stop the end of the world. I don't know what's going on, honestly. But at this point, I'm just following. I'm not even following the circle. The circle just happens. So as soon as we deviate from that, that's when I'll fucking lose my mind. And that's when I don't know.
But like the option of having a choice in the matter. And frankly, I want all of them to pay for what they've done.
Well, then let's hope that you're the hero.
And on that, we're going to cut to a scene at Morgana's mansion. Ezra in bed, being taken care of by Nora.
Hey, you feeling better?
I think so.
Good.